Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding with feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold on his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned the city. Then the king said to the servant, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads, invited to the feast, whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Very interesting. The last one, he has no wedding garment. What does he mean? That means he is not living with charity, with justice in his life. We are all called to the kingdom of God. But if you don't live it up, then we are considered being an outsider. That's why Psalm 95:8 says, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." So we have to change every moment into the heart of God. That's what St. Paul says, "Today is not I live, but Christ lives in us." So let us put the word of God into our heart and live it up. That's the only way we can be called the children of God.